MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, July 7, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Hazy, hot, and humid today, mid to upper 80s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 2:29 p.m. 4th of July celebrations continued on the North Shore last night with the combined Lynn and Swampscott fireworks display at King's Beach. Gloucester and the Hunt will be holding fireworks displays on Saturday night. A new nonprofit in Danvers is hoping to bring back the annual fireworks show. Caroline Enos writes in today's Salem News that Danvers Falcon Fest looks to bring the community together through fun events for all Danvers residents. Mike Trainer is the president of the new group that recently held the Downtown Rewind event. Additional events are being planned for the town of Danvers. And water and sewer rates are going up in Danvers. The Salem News reports that starting this month, rates will increase nearly 5% or about $100 over the course of the year for an average Danvers homeowner. The good news for Danvers residents is that electric rates will be reduced by a small amount due to a fuel charge reduction. North Shore commuters continue to deal with the shutdown of the Sumner Tunnel. Normally, 40,000 cars travel daily through the tunnel, but now, with the construction work shutting down the tunnel until September, Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll shares alternatives to driving into Boston as she promotes Ditch the Drive.
Well, that's good news in terms of getting this work product done. We know it's going to have impacts. 40,000 cars every day aren't going to be able to use this area. And if you're coming from the North Shore or Greater Boston, you can expect to see some delays. We're trying to do everything we can to mitigate for that. That means we've got a free blue line. Anyone who's taking the blue line will be able to do that for free. Commuter rail has been severely reduced in their cost and price, trying to get people to ditch the drive, use these alternatives. We've got water transportation and ferries. We've got free buses. Again, our goal during this project, which is needed and necessary, is for folks to ditch the drive, use alternative measures, take public transportation, help us make this project a success.
That's Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll. Contractors started work this week on the first phase of repairing the 88-year-old tunnel, and travel through the Ted Williams Tunnel appeared to be impacted with slower travel. And the Massachusetts state budget for fiscal year 2024 has still not yet been passed. There is, however, an interim budget that ensures business as usual for the month of July. Massachusetts State Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr is optimistic, but there are obstacles still to be overcome.
Well, it's hard to identify what the particular obstacles are to agreement, but there are significant policy differences. One of the things that's different is the Senate's approach to community college tuition for a significant percentage of the population. The House does not take the same approach with regard to that issue. There are large differences in spending in different accounts. In some of those accounts, the Senate spends more money, and some the House spends more money, and those things have to be reconciled into a final budget document. So right now, Rick, I can't point to any one thing and say this is what's holding us up, but there are significant differences. Another one is how we spend the proceeds from the millionaire's tax. Both branches set up a trust fund to put those dollars in, which is important to accountability so that we can ensure that they go to the purposes that they were intended to be used for, particularly given the pronouncements of the proponents of that tax. But there are radical differences between the House and the Senate as to how those dollars get spent. And we're talking about roughly $1 billion, so it is not insignificant. And so, Rick, there are a number of things yet to be resolved, and my hope is that the committee will do its work efficiently. It will continue to be thoughtful, notwithstanding the fact that we are now into the new fiscal year, and we'll get a budget that we can all live with and is workable for everyone in the Commonwealth.
Well, what's the next milestone for the budget in terms of timeline?
So the next thing that needs to happen is a conference committee report, hopefully, will come from the conference committee, and that is the final bill on this subject. And the conference committee report has to be accepted by the House and by the Senate. And that's a very interesting vote, Rick, because you only get one vote. You can't say, I don't like this part of the report, or maybe I don't like this part. You have to choose. Either you support the report or you don't. So each branch has to accept the conference committee report, and then there's a final vote on enactment. So the House has to enact the final bill, then the Senate has to enact the final bill. Then it goes to the governor's desk, and she will have 10 days to look at the bill. And as we know, Massachusetts is unique in some ways in that the governor has a line item veto. So the governor can line out particular parts of that budget. She can make changes and send them back. So we've got a ways to go yet before this process is final.
Okay. All right. So stay tuned to that. State Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports bringing voice to the North Shore. The Red Sox picked up a win last night. Baseball insider Andy Carboni picks up the story.
They've won four of their last five games. Can you believe it? Last night, Brian Bayo allowed two runs over seven innings, lead the Sox to a 4-2 win over the Rangers. Justin Turner at the big bat offensively, going 2-for-4, drove in a pair of runs. Tonight, Sox and Rangers wrapping up this three-game series at 7-10 with Cutter Crawford on the mound. Then this weekend, the A's come to town for the final series before the All-Star break. Red Sox this morning finding themselves over 500 at 44-43, but they're still in last place in the AL East, 12 games behind the Rays. Sox also four games behind the Yankees for that last AL wildcard spot.
Thanks, Andy. The Salem News has announced their 2023 girls lacrosse all-stars in today's paper. Ashton Flather of Ipswich High School is their player of the year. Kristen Simpson is returning to coach Beverly Girls Soccer. Phil Stacey writes in today's Salem News that she coached the team from 2004 to 2018, and over those 15 years, they did win a Division I North title and many state tournament appearances. Simpson is also in the Beverly Hall of Fame. Insights on sports. Recently on Unanchored Boston, Bob LaBelle and Mike Lynch talked with sports reporter Sean McAdam. One topic, the lack of star power on this year's Red Sox team.
The lack or the drop-off in star quality, which is what I call it, is very much a concern, I think, for the Red Sox, because you need to connect with fans through your stars. And even when the Red Sox weren't winning, from the time Ted Williams and Bobby Doerr and Joe Cronin and into Yaz and Lonborg and Petrocelli and then Rice, Lynn and Fisk, they always had stars. Yeah. That you could identify with, that you wanted to go see. Maybe, you know, the 65 Red Sox were a train wreck as a team, but you wanted to go see Tony C. You wanted to go see Yaz. A couple of years after that, you wanted to go see when Jim Lomborg pitched. Then you wanted to see Louis Tiant pitch in the 70s. There was an identification with the players. And I think, you know, I think across the industry, obviously with free agency and the roster churn that we see now, players don't spend necessarily their entire careers with one team, but just look at the All-Star balloting this year. The fact that no Red Sox players made it to the second round of the fan balloting, not even winning the voting, but the sort of advancing from the first round to the second round, not a single Red Sox player among the nine positions and designated hitter, or including the designated hitter, were Red Sox players.
That is Sean McAdam, and that's sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks for joining us. Have a great Thursday, everybody. And again, thanks for listening to North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.